Houston rough trading remains rather subdued, and this trend was reflected by a smaller DTC site for September. Rappaport estimated this week's site value at about $500 million. Now, that was a good 38% lower than the site in August, but higher than at this time last year, when we estimated DTC's early October site at about $420 million. Preliminary comments from this week's site indicated no changes in prices or assortments. Next up, a review of the latest research from the Jewelry Consumer Opinion Council right after this message.
Rappaport is the primary source of diamond prices and market information used by the diamond trade all over the world. To get the Rappaport price list, please visit our website, www.rappaport.com, or email pricelist@rappaport.com.
JCOC, a division of MBI Marketing, published a Consumer Insights report, The Hispanic Jewelry Market in the USA, The Hidden Giant, and Liz Chatelain, president of JCOC, joins us to discuss this research. Welcome, Liz.
Thank you very much, Jeff, and thank you for inviting me today.
So, looks like ample opportunity for independent jewelers to attract this market. To get started, how difficult is this? What are the nuances retailers must rethink in terms of marketing and inventory?
Very good question. Some of it is pretty intuitive. You have to have staff that are bilingual. You need support materials, educational materials in Spanish. So those types of things most retailers understand, but you also need to understand that there are special holidays. The Hispanic market enjoys giving jewelry as gifts, and what has matured over the last 5 or 6 years is the self-purchasing Hispanic consumer, male and female. So certainly catering to them is important.
So now you all found some fascinating perceptions of brands and chain stores based upon level of acculturation. How can that data be used in planning one's marketing strategy?
Well, acculturation, which is basically, we break it down into three different groups. Sort of a thumbnail sketch is newcomers to the country. I call the second level is bicultural, so people who sort of have a foot in both camps, both countries. And then second generation, more Americanized, people who identify themselves as Americans with Hispanic descent. Also in our study, we addressed the different cultures within the Hispanic community. Countries, Spain, someone coming from Spain is going to be a bit different than someone coming from Mexico, who's going to be a bit different than someone coming from Cuba, let's say. So they're all a little bit different. So in the study, we break down these acculturation factors. But as far as brand loyalty, we were very interested to see that the more acculturated a consumer was, a Hispanic consumer, the less loyal they were to brands and retail names. Now, this was very obvious in the higher priced luxury products and the luxury retailers. In the study, we list retailers and how the different groups feel about their loyalty towards those retailers and how those have translated into visits in store, visits on their websites, and sales.
When it came to jewelry buying needs, then, what were some of those special occasions for the segment? And in terms of diamond jewelry, did you find any patterns or trends related specifically to price points?
Well, first taking holidays and special occasions, milestone events, graduations were very big. Graduating from high school was certainly very big. The Hispanic consumer tends to be some of the most frequent class ring purchasers in the country. Also, any type of special birthdays. Obviously, for girls, it was the 15th birthday, and also 21 is very big for both sexes. 50 was very big. So some of that comes across in the report. So holidays, special events, highlights of people's lives, the birth of a child. Giving a gift for birth of a child is normal in their cultures. As is things like Easter gifts. And jewelry is still a very important gift to give. The price ranges can vary from $50 for a silver piece on up. But giving jewelry still has a very significant message to the receiver. So they're probably some of the biggest gift givers of jewelry that we have per capita in this country. And yet what we have found in the report also is that retailers don't necessarily cater to that at all. So we feel it's a tremendous missed opportunity. Now, going back to the diamond price points, the overall jewelry, average jewelry piece is about $250, which is about even with the non-Hispanic market in the country. But certainly with engagement ring business, what we have seen is that the semi-non-acculturated Hispanic consumer doesn't understand the four C's at all. And the problem with that is that they feel that they shouldn't be spending a lot of money on something that they're not 100% educated on. Now, that's a missed opportunity. And why don't they understand the four C's? Really for two reasons. A, there is not a lot of literature published in Spanish that they understand or have been exposed to. Maybe the literature exists, but they're not exposed to it. And number two, a lot of them feel like, a big percentage of them feel like Walmart is the safest alternative to go to because they're going to limit their spend anyway, because they're not 100% sure of this category. They know that they want diamonds for the engagement ring because that's the American ideal. But they're going to go to Walmart. Now, when they go to Walmart, who does have quite a few bilingual sales associates, they're not offered insurance normally. They're not offered a lot of education in the four C's because Walmart is not necessarily set up to do that. So there's a lot of opportunity for independent and chain retailers in the country to sort of maybe gravitate some of that business away from Walmart, educate these Hispanic consumers better, get their comfort level up, and offer them education, after sales insurance, all of those things that I think the average retailer almost takes for granted. This market is hungry for those things, amongst others, and it's explained in the report.
Oh, some great takeaways. Thank you very much for your time, Liz.
Thank you, Jeff, very much. We appreciate it.
Okay, it was a wild ride for precious metals. Here is a look at how prices performed this past week.